Last year, retired union miners fought to protect their health benefits and pensions, which were both at risk due to the coal industry's decline. They won protection for health benefits, but not pensions. Now the United Mine Workers has joined with other unions to push for a bill that would support retirement benefits, and they hope the ticking clock on a government spending bill will help. Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown from Ohio says the Senate and House found time to pass major tax cuts for corporations. Now he says it's time to shore up pensions.
Wall Street squandered your pension money. Now this body, the House and Senate, have a responsibility to keep the promise to protect the pensions that you earned and to do it before it's too late.
Brown says Congress has a responsibility to keep the promise of pensions to the millions of workers who depend on them. He's introduced the Butch Lewis Act, named after a Teamsters union member who died 2 years ago. The bill would establish a new office called the Pension Rehabilitation Administration. Pension plans would be able to borrow what they need to remain solvent through this new arm of the Treasury Department. Mike Walden is a member of the Teamsters Union in Ohio. He says shoring up pensions shouldn't be a partisan issue.
If all told the truth, this war on the elderly and unions here in the United States of America is only about party lines and aisles, not saving lives, not the economy, not letting someone keep what they earn, but wanting to take it away for personal gain or power.
Walden wants to see work across the aisles in Congress. That would depend on a trio of lawmakers from the Ohio Valley finding common ground in a partisan atmosphere. Democrats Brown and Joe Manchin of West Virginia have picked up some bipartisan support for pension protection. But Kentucky's Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, said he wants to see individual pension plans fixed as part of a broader pension reform. UMW spokesperson Phil Smith says the situation is urgent.
Any more bankruptcies in the coal industry would have significant effect on our plan because it would essentially lead to all of the remaining employers who are making contributions into the plan being let out of that obligation by bankruptcy courts.
Senator Brown and some Democratic allies want the Butch Lewis Act attached to the omnibus spending bill, which Congress must act on soon to fund the federal government. With a deadline looming, some Democrats are threatening a government shutdown if a pension fix isn't included in the end-of-the-year bill. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.